Hey everyone, welcome to the Voyage Blogcast, where we present the most recent post from the Voyage blog. Today's post is titled, Hawkeye Hits the Mark on Endurance, Perseverance, and Keeping the Faith, and is originally written by Roman T. Flores. With the Book of Boba Fett coming on the Disney Plus scene to steal the thunder from the Avengers' less celebrated hero, who suffers from a branding problem, there are many character lessons in which Hawkeye hits the bullseye. The Hawkeye series, named after not only our favorite bow-toting Avenger, Clint Barton, but also, by season's end, for his new apprentice, Kate Bishop, show that determination, keeping the faith, and continually doing good can lead to perseverance. The series starts with a flashback, a closer look into what MCU New Yorkers experienced in the, quote, Battle of New York, aka the third act of the original Avengers movie in 2012, through the eyes of a young Kate Bishop, then zooms forward to college archery club, the semi-normal co-ed shenanigans. The Bartons, without mom, are in NYC catching Rogers the Musical, which is a singing, dancing Broadway production of the Avengers Battle of New York. Some find it annoying, I find it hilarious, especially the misplaced Ant-Man and urinal jokes. As Kate attempts to hobnob with her mom's crowd, she stumbles onto a piece of memorabilia she didn't know was as connected to Barton as us MCU viewers haven't known. The new getup gets her into trouble, effectively pulling Barton in out of his sense of duty to protect the meddling kid who keeps his hero and vigilante of more than questionable ethics reputation separate. Throughout the series, both Barton and kid archer Kate get lessons in character development from each other. Clint learns to open up. Kate learns the ropes. Kate gains new skills. Barton gains a partner. The MCU gains another Hawkeye on top of its pre-existing Hawkeye. Yet it's how they both get there that is the interesting part. Barton decided to protect Kate, not only in the inciting event of the series, but it starts a chain of events that enable both of them to grow in unexpected ways. Determination and keeping the faith. As we know, it's hard for Disney to acknowledge God these days, but at the very least, it can be said that in Kate's confidence in herself, she is keeping the faith in her own skills. At first, it seems like that confidence may be a bit misplaced, but as the series progresses, even Hawkeye acknowledges she has some skills, which she learned over years of practice and tournaments, and didn't just Mary Sue into, and sees what she is growing in how she is growing in those skills too. When Clint decides to follow up with Kate's hunch about her mother's boyfriend, / soon-to-be stepdad, it leads to unearthing information they needed to find out. Since the flashback child, Kate opened and through her whole hero's journey, Kate's been determined to prove to herself that she can be a protector of her family as her father was before her. She also keeps faith in Clint being a good person, even in the face of the evils he did as Ronin, which she figures out on her own, even when he can't bring himself to see the good in him. "I'm not a role model," Barton tells her. "I'm sorry, Kate. I'm not a role model to anyone. I never have been." "What? Yes, you are," she retorts. "You came here. You love your family at Christmas because you thought some stranger was going to get hurt. You stuck around even though I screwed up, and now you're stuck. Whether you like it or not, as far as I'm concerned, we're in this together," she tells him. Even when Clint gets jumpy that an assassin has been hired to kill him, and Kate gets in the middle of the brawl between them and the future Echo, and he calls off the partnership, temporarily crushing Kate's morale, she doesn't give up. She stays determined and stubbornly persistent, not just to do what's right in the face of danger, no matter the risk, but she also helps Clint eventually see the good in himself. Endurance and perseverance until the end. Kate Bishop endures, even among various obstacles, earning Clint's trust, loyalty, and reigniting the partnership before the finale. In other words, do not those who plan evil go astray, but those who plan good win steadfast loyalty. Proverbs 14:22. Kate wins Barton's steadfast loyalty through her determination to do good herself, and through the way she inspires him as somebody that just makes him better, by how she sees him as her role model. Not only that, but we even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance, proven character, and proven character hope. And hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured into our hearts. Romans 5:3-5. Even though Barton's affliction boasting, in the negative sense, Cade's Bishop's determination helps her endure through the various assassin, mafia, and mob boss obstacles, persevering to the end. It's like she and Barton run the good race that St. Paul talks about in 2 Timothy 4, and live to talk about it in the end, enjoying a type of holy friendship in the end, in my mind at least, akin to St. Francis and St. Clair, do-gooders with a mission. While the series centers around both Hawkeyes, it effectively raises Kid Wonder Kate Bishop from newbie in the MCU to a partner for Clint by the season's end. But the hero's journey for Kate and the post-traumatic redemption arc for Barton are what make the series something to behold. In the end, Barton and Bishop being thrust together proved to be the best medicine for both of them, bringing new hope to both of their lives and the future of the MCU. Even though the MCU is pretty much missing any of their characters drawing strength from the one above all, at least watching the adventures of Clint Barton and Kate Bishop have helped me remember that determination, persistence, faith, endurance, and perseverance until the end can help me reach my goals if I stay Christ-centered. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. This has been the Voyage Blogcast. I am your host and editor of the Voyage Blog, Mike Schramm, encouraging you to subscribe to the Voyage Blog, to read or listen to all past and upcoming posts, to find the true, the good, and the beautiful in literature, comics, and popular culture.